أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب فأنذرني إلى يوم يبعثون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of the moment when Iblis, Shaitan, refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him the reason for that. And he explained that he would never prostrate to something or someone created from something that is more inferior than what he has been created from. He has been created from fire, while Adam was created from dirt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him from Jannah. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا. Get out from here. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. You are certainly an outcast. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ. Allah said to him, certainly the curse shall remain with you. You will remain accursed. إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Right up to Yawm al-Din, the day of retribution, which is the day of Qiyamah. Before leaving, he made a request. قال رَبِّ فَأَمْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Iblis addressed Allah, ayah number 36 of Surah Al-Hijr. He says, O my Rabb, فَأَمْذِرْنِي, give me respite. Allow me to exist. Allow me to live. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُ. Right up to the day when all shall be resurrected from the graves. In other words, he's asking to exist and remain alive right up to the day of Qiyamah. قال فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you shall certainly be from amongst those who are given respite. I will allow you to live right up to that point and right up to Qiyamah. Allah says, you shall certainly be from those who are given respite, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ, right up to the day of the appointed time. That is the day of Qiyamah. Then he said, قَالْ رَبِّ, O my Rabb, بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي, because you have led me astray, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He, looking at Adam, pointing towards Adam, and referring to the progeny of Adam, he says, oh Allah, I'm going to make all type of evil things and all type of wrong things and all acts of disobedience, I shall adorn it for them in the land. That's what we're going to experience after Ramadan. Adornment of things after Ramadan that we would not have even considered in Ramadan. What we had developed for a hatred during the month of Ramadan, you will find out a month of Ramadan, those things will become easy to do. That's what it means here, adornment of things. So perhaps the time I was wasting on social media in Ramadan was very little. I was hardly spending time with social media. I had no real drive towards social media in Ramadan. Out of Ramadan, all of a sudden you find that there's enough time. Or I find much more time to be spending with social media. And other. So he says, all these things, O Allah, I'm going to make it beautiful for them. I'm going to adorn it for them. وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. O Allah, I am going to mislead all of them. All of them. That's my mission. They are going to be a target of my enmity and a target of my scheming and plotting and planning. إِلَّا عِبَادَكْ مِنْهُمْ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those servants of yours who are chosen by you. May Allah make us from His chosen servants. Except those servants of yours who shall be chosen by you. Now the question comes about that Adam alayhi salam was certainly a chosen servant of Allah. He was from those who were chosen, but Iblis succeeded in misleading him. And you find the Sahaba and the great, great pious people were certainly amongst the chosen ones from Allah, yet Iblis succeeded in allowing them to slip and to fall, and succeeded in misleading them at times. So what is meant here when he says, I will must guide and must lead them all except your chosen servant. Mufassirin explain that the chosen servants of Allah, yes, they will make mistakes, they will err, but he will not be able to gain full control over their minds and hearts and completely keep them misguided and astray and sway them off completely. If they err and they make a mistake, they'll come back to Allah. They'll come back to Allah. They keep on coming back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah then said to Iblis, هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This straight path. I have a straight path, Iblis, and that belongs to me. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. You will never be able to gain full control, full authority over my servants. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Except those of the deviators who choose to follow you. Those who don't mind being misguided and misled by you and allow themselves to be misled by you. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly جَهَنَّمْ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ, is certainly their promised place. All those who will choose to follow you. All of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. All together, جَهَنَّمْ shall be their promised place. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابِ, Allah says, جَهَنَّمْ has seven gates. What is meant by the seven gates of Jahannam? It's not like Jannah, which will have gates. Jahannam, you know, Jahannam is a pit. Imagine yourself, you know, at the edge of a cliff. And that is how Jahannam is. It's not like Jannah, which will have gates. But Jahannam will be like a huge ditch or a pit, absolutely massive. And this is why Allah speaks of people being flung. People being flung into Jahannam. So Jahannam has levels, one below the other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. Jahannam has seven gates, referring to seven levels, while Jannah has eight. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. Allah says, for every level, every gate, there is an apportioned amount of servants who will be going to every... So like how in Jannah you have certain gates, those who fasted will enter the gate of Ar-Rayyan, those who were very generous, there's a reserved door for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Iblis that the same will apply to the levels of Jahannam. For every level in Jahannam, there is a dedicated, specified amount and category of people who will be cast into that specific level in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that.